Good afternoon. Let me go ahead and ask for a motion to adjourn the special council meeting. We just did some conducted interviews for the city auditor. I have a motion and second to adjourn the special council meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Then that passes unanimously. Then I'd like to call the study session of Monday, March 5th, 2007 to order. And the first item is to review the items on our agenda for the regular scheduled meeting at 5:45 this evening. If you want to grab your packets, we'll go through those. If you think page one, page two, we get into the agenda. We have some public hearings on proposed annexations, liquor license applications, CBG, public hearing. Page three, additional liquor license applications there, contracts. Okay, 5F, do we need to read that at all if it's deleted and withdrawn? Take it, well, however Kim wants to do it, right? And then contracts continued on page four. And five, page five, number 9G, I have a potential conflict on that one. 7G, what did I say, 5? 7G. All right. Page 8, we have introduction of ordinances. Page 8, number 8, page 5. All right, let's try page 6. This is going well. All right. Okay, now I am on page 6, 8E. I also have a conflict on that item. And Tom, too. All right. All right, we'll declare that. Then page 7. Questions on page 7. We have some resolutions on page 7. Continuing on page 8. We get into some zoning cases on page 8. And we are still on, are we on a continuance on 10C and 10D? Is that, will be read in as a continuance on both of those? All right. There was one issue on continuing those that we did it, okay, continue to May 21st, 2007. All right. So we will act on that date and hopefully we'll have something resolved prior. If not, we're going to act prior to the summer breaks from school.
That's correct. Or the council can decide to continue it again if that's the desire.
Okay. I think we're kind of letting people know that we're not interested in doing a second continuance. At least I'm not, but we can vote at that date. And then on page 9, the subdivision plats and then items from citizens. Okay. Let's go back to the study session. The once I find it. Acknowledging receipts of minutes of various boards and committees. We have three. Have a motion to motion and second to acknowledge receipt. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. The reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Anybody have any updates? Councilmember Griswold.
I believe the mayor and I and some other council members got to speak in front of the leadership training and development group down at Williams Gateway on land uses and how important Williams Gateway is to the future of the city.
Okay. Had a AMWA meeting, Arizona Municipal Waters Association, and city manager and I attended that with several other elected officials that have Salt River Project water allocations in one manner or the other, with as well as the CAP, kind of the CAGRID representatives, and about three board members that were there. And I thought it was a good exchange of information. I think they realized that some of their enrollment system for areas of land that don't have CAP or access to water, and they just sign up for an allocation and then assess the future owners of property tax. And there's no limit on the number of people that can kind of sign up over time, with the exception of like these 10-year rolling audits that they have. So they recognize that there's some adjustments that need to be made, and we're hopefully work cooperatively with them to address some of those issues. So it wasn't one of just total denial. So I was fairly pleased that they were aware that there's some issues that do deserve the attention of both boards to see if we can make some corrective action before we're up against a wall where we're oversubscribed at the CAP. There's about 1,000,005 acre foot that are transmitted, and I think about 1,000,008 that it's capable of. They've already indicated about 100,000 acre feet goes to Cagrid subscribers, and there's some discussion over the next 200,000 when it's all going to be used up, and then when does the next where does the next kind of bucket of water, as they describe it, come from? So a good exchange of information back and forth, and I was pleased with that meeting. Also had a building lease working group where we went through some of the same data that I shared with the council on the potential for a office building that would house multiple organizations that the city belongs to, and hopefully get some efficiency by doing that, and also going from leased properties to an ownership so that you're not continuing to lease for the long term, and especially if it makes good economic sense, and the numbers still seem to be positive. So I'm leaning in that direction also. Anyone else? Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. It was opening day for the Chicago Cubs this past Thursday, and we are always glad when they come to town and bring a lot of guests along with them. We like that. Also, on Thursday evening, we had our first Building Strong Neighborhoods District 1 meeting at Westwood High School. Good turnout. Had about 32 residents, somewhere between 32 and 35, and then I didn't count how many children they brought along with them, but there were a number of children and then the city staff. But it was very well attended. They were very enthusiastic about it, and I'm very excited about the work we're doing with their neighborhood. Thank you.
Good. Right. Next item is scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder to the council that we have a delegation from our sister city, from Burnaby, British Columbia, that's arriving in town this Wednesday. And I think there's a series of opportunities for the council to gather with them during this week. Also, Thursday, March 8th, we'll have our study session at 7:30 a.m. We also have a Thursday, March 15th study session, which will be followed by a Transportation and Infrastructure Committee meeting. Our next council meeting will be Monday, March 19th. And also, just a reminder, this Saturday, March 10th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., there will be an open house at the Williams Gateway Airport. Thank you, Mayor.
Tom.
Just for the record, I asked to be excused from March 19th meeting and the two following Thursday meetings. I'll be on vacation.
All right. Okay. Do we have any requests to speak today?
You're not, Mayor.
All right. Then the study session is adjourned, and we'll reconvene in a regular council meeting upstairs.